This is something I used to do all the time. Spend the afternoon checking out record stores, maybe buy some CDs or some secondhand vinyl. But in the era of digital downloads, that experience doesn't happen much anymore.
You'd be a fool to open up a record store these days. I mean, it's a difficult business. Stores are closing, they're not opening.
Josh Madel runs Other Music in the East Village. It's right across the street from the still empty space where Tower Records used to be. But Other Music is a survivor. Customers browse a big selection of underground rock, hip-hop, electronica, and avant-garde jazz. Even the shelves look lively, with lots of cards describing different CDs and offering staff recommendations.
I feel like stores like this are in some ways temples to music, you know? It's a chance for people to come together and talk about music, talk about what's going on in town, who's playing, what you've seen, what you've heard recently.
Other Music does have an online shop with downloads and mail order, and they sell used records on eBay. But Madel says most of the business still comes in the front door.
I mean, we all used to shop for records just by picking them up and taking a chance. You looked at it, there was something about that album cover, there was something about just the way, you know, the artist's names, the way the song titles were listed.
A couple blocks from Other Music on 3rd Street, the famous reggae shop Jammyland went out of business last year. But a store that used to be in the building's basement moved up to street level. It's called Hospital Productions. The owner, Dominic Fernow, shows me around, and I ask about some of the unusual memorabilia on the wall.
That's a mace that John Olsen from Wolf Eyes used on an infamous show in California. He was banging this huge metal gong with the mace repeatedly and accidentally hit himself in the head and knocked himself unconscious and was rushed to the hospital after a lot of blood loss.
This place caters to a very, very specific subculture, the noise and black metal scene. Some of the offerings are only available on tape, as in cassette tape.
For example, this is a band from upstate New York called Praying for Oblivion. That release is tape only. And I should add that it's limited to 32 copies, and I have 12 of them.
Fernow explains that this is a global scene. It's also very small and specialized. The shop doubles as a performance space and home to his record label. Fernow's a young guy, 28, and he's quiet and intense.
When I grew up, I hung out at the local punk shop, and the guys got to know me. And, you know, you developed a relationship with the music and the people. There was an intimacy involved, and that's part of our mission here, is to still create an intimate atmosphere for, you know, challenging and experimental music that we think is exciting.
On my way out, I noticed no customers came in during my visit. Fernow says business ebbs and flows. I leave the East Village and head to Brooklyn. At Dope Jams on Myrtle Avenue, Deep House and Techno are playing on the sound system. Customers wearing headphones check out LPs in a back room. Dope Jams' target market is DJs and dance music obsessives, the kind who like to spin on their double set of turntables at home just for fun. The store is a cavernous place, no windows, and the staff don't let you take pictures. Almost all they carry is vinyl, especially 12-inch singles ready for the club. Dope Jam's manager, Nick Hallstrom, says some DJs are moving to digital, but club culture is still pretty orthodox.
A lot of releases aren't coming out on digital, mainly because the producers are pretty staunchly against the so-called digital revolution. A lot of different artists, especially from the United States, sort of insist on just releasing vinyl. And when that hits the market, we do well.
Last stop, Liberty Avenue, Queens. I was wondering if I'd get a different perspective from India DVD King.
We have classical music from Kishore Kumar. We have from Mukesh. We have Rafi, Lata, Asha.
Feroz and Azmat Khan are two of a group of brothers from Bombay who own this shop and a couple of others nearby. They have a big selection of Bollywood and other Indian music, and also Indo-Caribbean sounds like Chutney Soka. But these days, the most popular recordings are pirated and sold on the streets, so the Khan brothers are making big adjustments.
See that one? That's why we just make sure we got some religious stuff, because our culture, our people, they love those stuff.
They're diversifying. Religious goods, whatever sells in the community. One whole wall is devoted to toys and action figures that they're selling for their landlord in exchange for lower rent. But the Khan brothers are still in the music game. Now they're offering old LPs of Indian classical music that they bring back themselves from India. I can't say that any of the record store folks I met on my journey were highly optimistic about the future of their business. Everyone is cutting costs and looking for ways to deal with the digital transformation. But I can say that walking into these real record stores with people and opinions and actual bins full of music awakened my old habits. I spent a bunch of money I wasn't planning to spend on music I'd never heard before. And it felt great. For WNYC, I'm Siddhartha Mitter.